From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Ryan wants to know, are we assuming the Rockets really going to want Bogut? And then I've had a couple people say, well, there's going to be a lot of competition for him. But I also think the Rockets have managed to clear more space than the other contenders have.
So the question is, does Bogut really care about playing for a contender? He's won a title. Is that a priority to him? Do you think the Rockets are a real title contender? If you got an offer from the Cavs or the Warriors at this point, you'll take that over any other team's offer, right?
I would think.
If you're looking for a title.
Baseball was never really a TV-friendly sport. The reason it was so watched is because I think part of it now is oversaturation. There was a time when you had one game each week you could watch. It was a big deal to be able to watch the World Series. People have other options now, and it's not just other sports. They have other channels to watch. Like, if I go to a game and it starts getting into a third and a half, fourth hour, I'm leaving. Nobody wants to sit there that long.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of what you just heard, well, that was just part of the show. We had a lot of other good stuff, too, including an interview with Dick Gregory, all available on podcastarena.com. All right. As promised, it is time for your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. This happened in Florida. And would it be Jane So? Would that be how you pronounce it?
It's Suh.
Suh?
Yeah, in Korean, it's Suh. Sun with S-U. It's like Suh without the N.
Okay, it's S-E-O is her name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just
gonna
pronounce Suh.
I'm just going to call her Jane the
no,
Korean.
No, I like Suh.
It needs a K on the end of it.
Suh.
All right.
What's her first name?
Jane.
Jane Suh.
Well, the story starts off pretty well. She finished second in the Fort Lauderdale Half Marathon.
That's good.
With a time of 1 hour 21 minutes. She is a food blogger for the Huffington Post.
Okay.
So kind of a big deal, right? A Harvard graduate, too. Let me throw that in there. Probably has been to the Harvard Club.
The Harvard Club. I've been to the Harvard Club.
So have I. I did not see Jane Suh there.
I didn't see her there, but I did drink a lot of scotch, so I don't know what I actually saw.
Yeah, it could have been her, and you thought it was somebody else.
I don't even really like scotch that much, but I drank a ton of it.
I was drinking whatever Mr. Gow was drinking.
That's what I was drinking. Yeah. He was ordering, and I said, I'll have the same. That was my move.
I have no idea.
I put up one finger, and said, I'll have the same. And then they would bring it to me.
And then another one.
And then I would drink it really fast before Mr. Gow could finish his. And
right.
Then I'd put up another finger and say, I'll have another. That was my move for the whole night.
I kept saying, I'll have one more for about 10 times.
But then you got out of there. I feel like you had something going on.
No, I ejected pretty early because I could kind of see where the night was going.
Yeah. Then my night was going to a whole lot of scotch. A whole lot.
And it, to be honest, it just wasn't my scene.
Oh, not mine either. I didn't care.
Yeah. Well,
y'all made it my scene, bro.
I did not see Suh there, but
I saw her there later.
But she's now been disqualified from her second place finish.
What?
And
PEDs.
No. If you saw her, she's not on anything other than salad. But here's what she said. She posted on Instagram, I made a horrible choice at the Fort Lauderdale Half Marathon on Sunday. I wasn't feeling well, so I cut the course and headed to the finish line. I got swept away in the moment and pretended I ran the entire course, when in fact I cheated and should have disqualified myself.
I hate her.
I do too. Even worse, not only did I steal the award from the true well-deserved runners/finishers, but I proceeded to bike the course afterward with my GPS watch to cover my wrongdoings. So she went and did and got on her bike and did the course. So when she posted it on her social media, it would look like she'd covered the whole course.
Oh, so dirty.
I admit to my foolishness. This isn't foolishness. This is just dirty, downright cheating.
Did she win the thing or finish second?
No, she finished second.
That's the worst. You cheat and you still didn't win?
Yeah, yeah. Says, I'm extremely ashamed. I sincerely apologize for bringing negativity out of the running community that I truly admire and respect. I take full credit for this mistake without any excuses and will face the consequences. I am so sorry, everyone. Okay, first off, the cool thing is how they caught her. Because apparently, now I could run a half marathon and cut half the marathon off and not make the top 10.
Right.
But the whole point of these things is to challenge yourself, right? I mean, to say you did it. Well, here's how they got suspicious right off the bat. Because the timer noticed that her chip time logged unusually fast miles in the second half of the race. That's when you tend to slow down, right? Then someone tipped off this guy who's a business analyst by day who has become the world's best internet sleuth at busting cheating runners. I love that idea, being an internet sleuth who busts cheating runners. But basically he starts digging into her time and he comes across a prime piece of evidence. A photo of her at the finish line that showed her race-tracking Garmin watch. He enlarged the photo of the watch, which matched her time of 1 hour 22 minutes, but also showed she had only covered 11.65 miles, which was nearly 2 miles short. And
lazy.
And basically, she posts her activities on the Strava.com, and she posted mile-by-mile records of her going over the entire course, but that's when she went back on a bike. So basically, she's only apologizing. She wouldn't have told anybody, but these guys caught her. They figured it out. They saw her Garmin watch. The internet sleuth caught her cheating. And, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say one of the comments, because she called it a mistake, one of the comments on her Instagram feed says, mistakes are accidents. This is no accident. You did not accidentally, quote fingers, cross the finish line and take a podium that didn't belong to you. I appreciate the apology, but please own it for what it is.
Well, you go back.
There's no accident.
Yeah,
no,
not an accident.
That's not an accident. And she went back and covered her tracks with her bike. That's not an accident. And the internet sleuth says, had she just admitted what she did, I would have never heard of her nor written about her. But going back and biking the course to cover up, that's unheard of.
That's pretty bad.
But it says, well, I'm glad she eventually admitted to cutting the course and trying to cover her tracks. She only posted this information after this information was relayed to her regarding the extent of evidence against her. So.
She sucks.
Well, that's why she needs a K on the end of her name. So, there you have it. That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Yeah, sorry, see, that's why it required a little more digging.
Oh, I feel you.
I love the way they caught her, though. But this is just a deceitful bitch who cheated and then only came out and apologized. So if next time I see her,
you take this seriously because you're a runner.
No, I think for somebody to, I mean, I'm not ever.
You're a competitive runner.
No, I'm not. Right, and right now I'm just not getting back into training. I couldn't even do a 10K right now. But she, what bothers me is to pull that crap and get on the podium where the real runners are actually running real times and working their ass off.
Grinding.
And this scumbag's cutting 2 miles off the course.
Grinding.
And then and celebrate. I mean, she danced around with her medal like she accomplished something. And then, you know, hey, nice job. Nice Harvard education teaching you how to cheat. You got caught. You should be shamed.
What I find kind of fascinating about this is like the picture they posted of her with her holding the medal and the watch where the guy kind of blew up.
Yeah.
Maybe he found a better quality picture, but he blew up that watch pretty big, and the picture itself when he blew up the watch was really clear. I didn't know you can zoom in that, like, you know, that close to something on the picture and keep that resolution that clear.
That's because you're not an internet sleuth.
Oh, I guess.
See, internet sleuths have these really cool things that they can do stuff like this. You can't get away with anything.
No, I guess using paint and zooming in doesn't work?
No.
No. Okay.
No. Internet sleuth. I love that. And she's one of Jong's people.
Yeah.
Next time we see her at the Harvard Club, we're going to have to shame Bella.
The Harvard Club. Say it appropriate. Give it the proper respect when you say it. Jong, you can't say. You've never even been to the Harvard Club.
No, you don't. Hey.
You're not elite.
Shame.
Yeah, I don't know that after what she's done, I don't know that they'll let Koreans back in there, John.
That's true.
Oh. Somebody says depends on the size of the photo too, but no, there's equipment out there where that's pretty damn good for stuff like that.
Yeah, the photo they used on Barstool Sports, if you click on the photo, it's not that big, but I'm guessing he must have found a picture that was the resolution was pretty high.
Somebody says, how come they didn't catch her while running? What kind of security is that? Yeah, that's the other thing. I'd have to see where she cut the course. Because most of these courses, somebody's going to see you do it.
I'm sure she did her research.
Probably. You know what? Now,
she planned on this.
Now it's premeditated. Oh, that makes it even worse. She planned to cheat so she could get a... About just learn to run faster. I wasn't feeling well. You felt well enough to go back out on your bike and do the course again in the afternoon. This is a crime of the century. I'm glad she got caught.
Hey, how long do... Oh, we got to go to break now?
Yeah, why? What's up?
Never mind.
Well,
we got more time.
Yeah, we'll do it when we come back. Right now, I'm going to tell you about Harry's, which, guys, if you want convenience, if you want affordable, if you want quality, you want it sent right to your door so you never have to go to the store and buy a razor again, it's what Harry's is going to do. Harry's was set up because these razor companies charge way too much money, and they're just taking money out of your pocket, basically. And plus, it's a hassle, right? You got to go to the store and get somebody to unlock it now so you can get a quality razor. Well, Harry's has got you covered. Because they built their own factory, and then they just sell them directly to you. And guess what? They've improved their blades. I loved them before, but the new ones are even better. They take less profit. They sell directly to you over the internet, so they can offer their blades at half the price. It's just $2 compared to $4 or more you'll pay if you have to go to the store. And how about this? They're so confident that you're going to love what they're doing, they're going to give you their starter set for free. Here's what your free trial includes. A Truman set ergonomic handle. 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. That's an $18 value for you to try, but this offer is only available for the listeners if you use promo code BLITZ at harrys.com when you check out. And I'm telling you, man, these are quality razors. They look cool, and, man, they work. They get to all those hard-to-reach places. Start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer. $18 value for free. Just cover shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm, go to harrys.com right now and enter code BLITZ at checkout. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Somebody asks, what's a worse crime, cheating marathoner or shooting a bald eagle? Shooting a bald eagle.
Easy.
Yeah. But still, scumbag.
Yeah.
Scumbag moves on both cases. All right. So what did you have that you wanted to get to there?
Some good news for America. Well, there was bad news yesterday about a dead bald eagle.
Yeah, that was...
It doesn't get much worse than that for our great nation. Some good news came today.
They revived the eagle.
No, that didn't happen. He was all the way dead.
He's not a Jesus eagle?
Nope. Damn. Nope.
Okay.
Fort Collins, Colorado A federal judge has blocked a city ordinance banning women from showing their breasts in public because it discriminates against women.
Interesting.
Women are now free to free the nipple in Fort Collins, Colorado. City officials say the law put in place in 2015 accepting women who breastfeed protects children, while an assistant police chief testified that bare female breast would cause traffic accidents.
Depends on the breast.
But U.S. District Judge R. Brooke Jackson wasn't buying those arguments. As a breast is one of the first thing a child sees, children do not need to be protected from it, but from the negative societal norms, expectations, and stereotypes associated with it. So a preliminary injunction has been put in place, and you can now go topless in Fort Collins, Colorado. Hopefully that is a national trend.
Well, I don't know. I'm not so sure I'm down with this. I want there to be limits on who can actually go topless.
Okay.
I think that, you know, basically we should have, well, there's no way to say this where it's going to sound.
Only good-looking women can be topless.
Well, that's kind of what I was going for.
I feel what you're saying.
Yeah, that's because some of that stuff I don't want to see.
Okay.
And I would find that disgusting.
All right. But if you got the good with the bad?
Yeah, it just depends.
You're not willing to take the bad with the good.
No, I'm not, I guess. I think I'd rather just...
I am. I'll overlook it.
See, I just rather keep things covered up than...
No. Just put it out there.
Somebody says dongs are next. This is a slippery slope.
I don't think so.
Well, no, because a dong is
big
not...
Big difference. The kids, children never see dongs.
Nor should they.
Yeah, they
unless
shouldn't.
Unless it's Jared.
Unless there's some kind of crime happening.
It's Subway Jared.
Kids see breasts. It's one of the first thing they see. Like this judge said, this is a really smart judge. He went to law school.
I'm pretty sure most judges did.
Shh, Fred.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Come on, man.
Well, I'm just trying to help here.
You're not helping.
Okay.
Who are you trying to help?
I'll go stand in the corner here while you talk more about naked breasts. Oh, did you see this story that Swan tweeted us earlier in the show? Typical Florida story.
No, missed it. Tell me all about it.
It's about the a woman got shot, and in Florida, man claims the dog shot her.
Seems legit to me.
Apparently, he said that the man's dog, Diesel, woke the couple. He got out of bed and let the dog outside, which is kind of what you do, right? Shortly after, he let the dog back into the home, and that's when he claims the shooting happened. Deputies say Diesel is accused by his owner of jumping on a nightstand and triggering a Springfield XD-40, which fired and shot a sleeping 25-year-old woman in the leg.
Okay.
Woman was taken
to the guy who's making these claims, is he a Olympic runner with no legs?
No, it is not.
Because this story sounds like something I would have heard from him.
That's what he should have gone with.
Right.
He might
was an intruder.
Yeah.
I was in the bathroom.
Yeah. Rather than, you know, I thought it was an intruder, it's like the dog jumped on this and shot it off and killed her. In this case, the woman didn't die. But yes, they will be investigating to see if it's plausible that the dog actually caused the weapon to go off.
All right.
I'm going to guess dude was messing around, accidentally shot his girlfriend, and then blamed it on the dog.
Sounds more accurate.
But, hey, good job, Diesel.
Yeah.
That Diesel's a hell of a shot. If that's his
not
first,
bad.
At least if that's his first shot.
Not bad aim.
And he's batting 1,000 when it comes to hitting. Yeah, you got to like that. Well done, Diesel. 713-780-ESPN. Okay, a lot of people complaining about the signal today. Man, guys, there's nothing, absolutely nothing that we can
listen
do
on
with
the
it.
App. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, please.
To tell you.
Yeah, because I mean, it's more frustrating for us than it is for you. But we have no control over that. So, adult version of dog ate my homework. Yeah, not so adult. Is that the most adult thing in the world to have Diesel shooting your girlfriend? Although, maybe it was a hit dog. Maybe that was the plan. True. He's trying to train him as a hit dog. John, is there some reason that the signal hasn't been good today? Are you going to give me the it's a long story thing?
It's a long story. The right people are aware of it.
Okay.
It might be a temperature issue. I don't know.
All right. Just they're working on it. Is that good enough?
Like
there you go.
There's no explanation that's going to make me go, okay, I feel good about that. So it's just.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Oh,
it's a long story is better.
832 talking about the dog story. It sounds plausible.
Not good. No, that's not good.
That was rough.
Oh, stop. You guys are barking up the wrong tree with this. Yeah.
These are the dog days of sports radio.
Clearly. Oh,
it's
God.
It's a dog-eat-dog world.
Yep.
This segment is going to hound me for the rest of the show.
Shame.
Whoops, wrong one.
Oh, you going to shame me? Oh, wow. The Santos says, I've been in Odessa for 5 years.
You're a real bitch, Fred.
See, that doesn't work because you say that all the time.
I know. Sorry. I just I thought this was a reasonable time to make that joke. I don't know.
Damn, you don't have a man's best friend read today.
Yeah, I don't.
That would be awesome. Oh. All right. I don't even know where to go from here. Santos says, been in Odessa for 5 days working nonstop, not able to listen, landed back in Houston. First thing I do is put on the Blitz. Welcome back, sir. And sorry you had to go
and
to
you're welcome.
Sorry you had to go to Odessa. But yeah. Was Diesel a pointer? I don't know if you name a pointer Diesel.
I don't know. Speaking of Diesel, I went to my favorite beer bar in Houston is Hey Merchant over there in Montrose.
Yeah. Yeah, good place.
And today is their 5th anniversary. And I stopped by for a minute before the show, and I'm going back after the show. But on TV there, they had the original Fast and Furious on.
Oh, yeah?
With Vin Diesel and Paul Walker.
When he was alive?
Vin Diesel looked, well, yeah, Paul Walker was alive. He didn't look dead.
Because the last one they had us
would have been awkward.
He was already dead when they did the little scene at the end.
He was alive in this, in this particular episode, he was alive.
Okay.
And Vin Diesel looks like he's 13 in these movies. Like the first movie, he looks like a child.
What was the first movie he was in, the war movie with Tom Hanks?
Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, that. Do you see how young he looked in that? He looked like a kid.
Great movie, by the way.
Yeah, it is. It is. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. Sean wants to weigh in on the dog shooting. Let's see what Sean has to say. What's up, Sean?
Hey, just wanted to talk to you guys about that the dog shooting. The gun that you mentioned, the Springfield XD40, it has a safety that's built into the handle. The gun will not fire unless it is gripped by the hand on the handle. So the dog, there's no way that the dog could have accidentally fired the gun into the girlfriend. So the local authorities, once they see what type of gun that it actually is, this guy's in trouble.
Listen, you don't know what size paws this dog has.
Diesel
sounds like a pretty big dog.
He sounds like he's been trained.
Yeah,
I think you get his paw right up there, undo the safety, aim, fire, boom.
Yeah, that's probably not going to work out. Probably, my 45 has the same thing. It has like the grip safety. It's got a double safety.
Yeah,
and it's not the kind of gun that a dog could probably shoot.
Hey,
I mean, I've heard a lot of people say that the only thing that separates man from dog is an opposable thumb. So, if the dog had an opposable thumb, I'd say this is a possibility, but in this instance, I think the guy shot her. But why shoot her in the leg?
Well, maybe she was just being a little annoying.
Shoot her in the mouth then, right?
No, because then you'll kill her.
Okay.
Well, not with a gun. No.
Okay,
no.
Never mind.
No, stop. Off. Joel says, don't we have to wait 3 days to see if that bald eagle is a Jesus eagle? Good point. Has it been 3 days yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
It was yesterday, right?
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. We'll know. We'll know by the weekend. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. And, you know, we always bitch about the traffic here. We have a list of the Enric's traffic scorecard. It's from 2015 because it takes them a couple years to do these stats. Would you like to know the worst traffic cities in the world?
Let's hear it.
Number one on the list, Los Angeles, California.
They're always a good favorite.
Yeah. But if you're in Moscow, you're number two on the list.
Moscow?
Moscow's number two.
Okay.
New York, three.
Also seems pretty legit.
Yeah, New York is just impossible to get around. San Francisco, four.
Pretty bad.
Number five, Bogota.
I'm not familiar with the traffic.
I've never been there. Number six, Sao Paulo.
I've heard that that's pretty miserable.
Number seven, London. No real surprise there either. Number eight, I have to say, I don't even know where this is. Magnitogorsk.
That's in Connecticut.
That doesn't look like a U.S. flag next to it.
Oh.
I think it looks like Czech Republic or something. Atlanta, Georgia is number nine on the list.
Good for them.
Paris is 10. Miami, Florida, number 11.
Man, we're getting a long way down the list.
I know. I'm starting to wonder.
No Texas cities in the top 10.
There is going to be a Texas city at number 16, though.
Okay.
Number 12 is, did I say Bangkok?
No.
Okay, number 12.
Say it one more time.
Bangkok is number 12. Caracas, 13. Mexico City, 14.
What was number 12 again?
Bangkok.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey. At number 15, Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Number 16.
What was number 12 one more time?
Bangkok.
Okay.
Followed by Caracas, Mexico City, Washington, D.C.
But 12 was...
Bangkok.
Yeah.
And at number 16, Dallas.
Oh.
We didn't even beat Dallas out. This is brutal.
Damn. Really?
Yes. 17, Istanbul. Mm-hmm.
12?
Bangkok.
Okay.
18, Boston.
Boston. Boston. Number 12? Bangkok.
Yeah. That's a wicked good Bangkok you just did.
Bangkok over here.
Chicago is 19.
All right.
Kansk comes in at 20. Again, I think that's Czech Republic, if I'm guessing the flag right, but I don't know.
Traffic's horrible in the Czech Republic.
At number 21, Krasnodar, also.
That's my favorite city in the Czech Republic.
Is it really?
No.
Somebody's going to have to tell me where those cities are, because I really don't know. Number 22, Jakarta.
Chicago, Illinois?
Jakarta.
Oh. Was 12?
I forget. It's something to do with banging something.
Jong, you remember 12?
Bangkok.
That's right.
At number 24 is Belém. Not familiar with that
Brent
either.
Belém. It's his hometown.
Yeah, okay. It looks like Brazil. 25, Zurich.
Okay.
Or Zurich, excuse me. So we did not make the top 25.
Lame.
Very depressed about
Neither
that.
Neither did Austin, huh?
No. Austin should be on this list. I think Austin is worse than Dallas.
I think it's the worst city per capita.
I mean, the problem is it just grew so fast, and they didn't have the infrastructure there, and so it's so hard to get around. There's just not that many. I mean, there's basically 35, and that's about it.
But OPEC.
I can select by a region or even by a country, so I could find out the whole United States list here, but it's very slow.
Okay, I don't want to do it then.
Well, I'll figure it out. USA, that's us, right?
That's us. USA. USA.
I think Dallas is just hard to get around. I don't remember their traffic being that brutal, but that's what these guys say. I don't want Dallas winning at anything.
No, me neither. But if it's anything, it's that's a good thing to, for them to win.
Yeah, yeah. Like traffic or sucking at life. So
biggest a-holes.
Okay, so we Houston did not make the list. We came in 28th, right? Mm. Seattle was the was number 23, right? So the top 25.
It was 12.
I think that was Bangkok.
Somewhere in Thailand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I want to hear Mike Tyson singing that song from Hangover. Portland comes in at 40, Austin at 42.
Okay.
Overall worldwide.
Congrats to all contenders, by the way.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah, I hate all your cities.
You don't hate Austin.
No, all the ones in the top 25.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everybody who beat us out. Yeah. San Antonio comes in at 204 worldwide.
That's actually a pretty solid ranking.
Yeah.
San Antonio traffic has gotten better over the last 10, 15 years. It used to be really bad when they were building all the new roads and stuff.
Yeah. But
they got ahead of things. It's all right now. I was there this last weekend or 2 weekends ago. It was pretty nice.
Yeah, I've never had any real issues getting around San Antonio. All right, there you go. There's your traffic list.
And I don't hate all the cities in the top 25, just all the ones that are outside of the United States.
Right, because we're Americans.
And the ones that I have to be in at that time that I'm there.
Which ones are
like
those?
Like if I'm in traffic there.
Okay.
Like I don't hate L.A. unless I'm sitting in traffic.
Yeah, I hate driving in L.A.
Yeah, it sucks.
But you have no choice there.
Yep.
It's
New York, you've got a choice.
Yes.
San Francisco, you've got a choice.
Yeah, and that's what... And it's easy for guys like us, if we're traveling there, just to be able to hop on the BART in San Francisco yep. or hop on the subway in New York. You don't have to deal with all that. Now, getting to the airport was always kind of tough out of New York because if you're taking a car, it's an hour trip even if you're close to the airport, just getting out of that traffic. But, yeah, if you're a foreign country, I'm against you because – we should build a wall, keep you from driving through it. And, yeah, cities I have to be in. But Houston to me is the worst because I have to deal with it every day.
Right.
It's more of a personal thing.
I'm with you.
Well, 713-780-ESPN. Lamont says, I'm surprised any city in Italy is not on that list. Those people drive on the freaking sidewalk.
I don't like that.
Pepper felt like Diesel got snubbed for Gym of the Day. Diesel the Hit Dog.
Let's not call him that until it's confirmed. I'm still sort of leaning towards the human did it.
I am too, but
you know I'm a dog lover, but
wouldn't you love Diesel the Hit Dog? Wouldn't that be the most awesome thing to have?
What kind of dog is Diesel exactly?
Doesn't say in the story.
Okay.
Because it was a breaking story that just happened today. But 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says, no Hong Kong or Tokyo. How surprising. Yeah, I'm surprised that in Beijing wasn't on that list. But
what was number 12?
The Bangkok did make it.
It did. Strong showing.
Mm-hmm. I hope it makes the list next year, too. Maybe it'll move up to 10.
Mm, can you imagine if that was in the top 10?
That'd be 1 through 5. And you just keep going back and back. All right.
Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, what you said. Did you see the story about Martellus Bennett?
Marty B, you mean?
Yeah, because fans keep telling him to take less money to stay with the Patriots. And he's kind of responded today.
Marty B's about that dough.
He says, stop adding me about taking less money. You take less money at your job, all of you take a pay cut. Ha, ha, ha. All I'm saying is cut your own grass. Don't be all in my garden effing with my fruit while weeds are growing all over yours.
I'm with him on that,
Fred. I honestly,
Marty B and I agree on almost everything in life, I've noted.
Really?
No, but on this one, yeah.
I'm with him. It's like everybody's situation's different. And somebody's going to pay him a lot of money. Go take the money. Squeeze in a phone call here.
We can.
Is that Barry? Is that what it is? I can't read it. From
Barry D.
Barry D. You're on.
Hey, sports fellas.
Hey, sports to you.
Just a quick question. I know this is off topic, but how come you guys never watched Homeland? Or have you ever watched Homeland and you don't like it? I mean, I'll just hang up the list. I'm just curious. I know you review a lot of shows.
I watched it at the beginning. I didn't like it that much. Yeah, everybody told me it was great, and like it was good at first, and then it was instantly not good. Yeah,
I watched season one, and the last two episodes were so awful that I bailed and never watched anymore. And I've had people say, oh, well, it got better. It's like, well, it doesn't matter. To quote Pulp Fiction, sewer rat may taste like pumpkin pie, but I'll never know.
Yeah.
I mean, it may be pumpkin pie the rest of the way, but it was sewer rat. And I took a big bite out of it. And, yeah, I found it to be...
I don't like that.
And I didn't like any of the characters. I couldn't connect with any of them. I felt like they were... You know, Claire Danes' character was just bad.
I tried. I wanted to like it because everybody was telling me it was so great.
Oh, I did. I did.
Just wasn't for me.
But, yeah. And that's okay. Some people really like it, and... I don't want to sit there and watch that woman act for an hour. It has no appeal to me. Sorry.
The microphone cover still smells like beef jerky, by the way.
God, I gotta get mine into something.
I got in Hoffman on Hollywood next segment, I've got a story you're gonna like.
Really?
Yep. Special for you.
Awesome.
All right, guys, gonna tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. The weather's looking up. You're gonna want to spend more time outdoors. You know who can help you get ready for that? Allied Outdoor Solutions, 713-465-0400. They'll renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay, which will give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for way less money. It's twice as strong as concrete. It's hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. If you've currently got a blank slate in the backyard, no problem. Allied will build it from the ground up. Whether you want a functional concrete patio or you want to go big boy with the outdoor kitchen and patio cover you've been dreaming of, they'll help you on residential and commercial projects, and they'll help you hang on to some money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay to get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom. It's at I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for that risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions. I can feel it coming
in the air tonight. Of course, my guy.
Oh, my God. Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. Missed baseball season? Come out this weekend to Reckling Park for Rice's home opening weekend. Rice will take on Southeastern Louisiana in a rematch from last year's regional tournament. Rice is playing for its 23rd straight tournament appearance. The games are 6:30 Friday, 2 p.m. Saturday, and 1 p.m. Sunday. Purchase your tickets today at ricehouse.com/BSBTicks. Thank you, John, for clarifying that the word Saturday was missing after 2 p.m. Probably could have figured that out, but I'm not that smart. And the HD show with Fred Davis and All-Pro Henry Thomas coming up at 7 o'clock. All right, let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right, let's start with some comic book stuff. The still untitled X-Force movie has, now it's got a director and it's got co-writers. Joe Carnahan, best known for his work on The Gray, is going to direct it. Carnahan will also write the film with Ryan Reynolds. The source A work has already started on the film. Carnahan's resume extends to The A-Team, The Blacklist, and Smokin' Aces. He's also going to direct the new Bad Boys film, which he took over from Michael Bay. And Reynolds is currently working on the sequel to Deadpool, which doesn't have a release date yet. He's also voiced his desire for the X-Force film to follow Deadpool and Logan's lead and release under an R rating, allowing more room for coarse language, violence, and nudity. The character Cable will be at the center of that, along with Domino, Wolverine, and Psylocke, who, when I was a kid, Psylocke was like the hottest cartoon, or the hottest comic book chick to me. I liked her a lot. She would have, if I were a comic book guy, that's who I would have been trying to hook up with. I'm not familiar with this show. Chrisley Knows Best. But apparently there's a TV show called Chrisley Knows Best, and it's about this guy named Todd Chrisley, who has a 19-year-old daughter named Savannah, who is now dating 26-year-old Grizzlies forward Chandler Parsons.
Of course.
Todd Chrisley said he's got a great personality, but he's an NBA player. So that being said, I think with NBA, you know, they're ho-hounds. My daughter's not going to be on that list. He's sweet. We have fun, so you give it a go, Savannah said. Todd said they have two phones, you know, side chick, main chick. Let's call it what it is, and she needs to know. Savannah said, as long as I'm the main, I'm good. To which Todd said, that's the problem. The main always thinks they're the main.
Todd always thinks they're the main.
I've had multiple conversations with him, and he's got the best personality, but it's a new friendship, and I don't know why it's newsworthy, but it's a new friendship. Todd decided to do an internet search on Chandler, and this is a shocker, instantly decided that he's a, quote, douchebag.
You probably could have done that before you...
Yeah, that's a probably. He did a very basic Google search. Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney have reunited in studio. Ringo's publicist confirmed McCartney was there to contribute to Starr's forthcoming album. So Ringo has a new album coming out, and Paul McCartney has showed up to play on it, which I think is pretty cool. I doubt I'll buy Ringo's album, but
yeah,
it's still
I can't imagine the music will be any good.
That those two old ass dudes are getting together and doing work. Peace and love to Ringo and Paul. You sent me this one today about Harrison Ford nearly crashing a plane.
Again.
Yeah.
Remember he crashed into a golf course a couple years ago.
And he's 74 years old. He missed a runway at John Wayne International in Orange County and flew over a fully loaded jet carrying 110 passengers and six crew members. They're looking into the landing, but who knows what's going to happen. I mean, this is...
It's time for him to stop flying. And that dude... He landed on a taxiway.
Yeah, he's getting old.
And, is that plane supposed to be underneath me?
And this one I found just for you, Fred. Mystery Science Theater 3000 will get a chance to enjoy some new episodes starting April 14th on Netflix.
Yes!
Crowdfunding efforts smashed records and ensured the series would see a proper reboot with Jonah Ray, Patton Oswalt, and Felicia Day joining the show as a new generation of diabolical villains and their hapless target. Netflix posted a cast photo on Facebook, so it'll be out. It should be out sometime in the spring. So congratulations,
Can't
Fred.
Wait. I love that show. It'll be so good for it to be back. All right. You know what? Not a bad show today, fellas. Great job, Zhong Li. Great job, AJ Hoffman. I sucked less than usual today.
You've been worse.
Got the HD show coming up next. We'll be out at Sam Houston Race Park tomorrow. Come see us there. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.